sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Time now for our halftime conversation as we visit with John Tanjay, and what an addition he has been to this Wisconsin basketball team. He enters tonight's game averaging about 23 points per game. He surprised a lot of people around here. The question is, should we be surprised?
That's for everyone else to decide. I'm just here, you know, having fun, trying to take advantage of this amazing opportunity that I have to play for Wisconsin. I'm blessed to be here.
Take us back to the summer when you made the decision to come here and just working out with the guys. What was that like for you, just getting acquainted with the players, the campus, the city of Madison?
It's been awesome. Ever since I stepped foot here, everyone's embraced me, and I've been trying to hit the ground running in the summer and trying to learn, and it's been super, super easy because of, you know, the guys that are in this locker room and the guys that have been helping me a lot, especially, you know, some of the older returners.
Yeah, that's the thing that I think is important for people to understand. The culture here has been really, it's not just a word, and you probably felt that right away.
Absolutely, yeah, the culture here is real, and it was something that I was willing to get adjusted to and willing to learn, and you know, have some of the other guys show me the ropes and kind of see what Wisconsin basketball is all about. And I feel like I'm starting to get the hang of it and, you know, do my best to, you know, represent.
We'll have more of our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for some delicious new appetizers for watching Badger games at home? Jones Dairy Farm meatballs, bacon, Canadian bacon, Braunschweiger, and all-natural sausage can be worked into so many tasty recipes. Visit jonesdairyfarm.com/recipes to learn how to make cheesy sausage sliders, bacon-wrapped tater tots, creamy Braunschweiger dip, and more. Here's a quick one to try. Just take a bag of Jones all-natural chicken meatballs, drop them in a slow cooker with some buffalo sauce, grab your blue cheese or ranch, and that's it. Cheer on the Badgers with Jones.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all four quarters frozen pizza. And you'll find that in a Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. It's a top-tier pizza, proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese. A Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza.
Holidays in Illinois, oh, there's so much to enjoy. Chicago's Broadway, see the magic on stage, walking in a middle wonderland. Illinois' favorite season, time of year's oh so pleasing. Peoria lights on display, it's a festival day, walking in a middle wonderland. Adventure away, it's a bit with some fun.
We continue with our halftime conversation as we hear more from John Tanjay. Among the skill set that he has put into full use is his ability to get to the free throw line. It's been a big part of his game.
It's part of the game. I think I have an advantage of being physical and, you know, drawing some of the fouls. And, you know, a lot of the games that we've needed to win that free throw battle. I mean, that's a big part of the game. And, you know, I try to do everything I can to compete and give my team a, you know, advantage.
One of the things about this team, too, is that I never detect panic. If things aren't going great in the first 10 minutes or in the first half, you guys just you stick to it, which is that's pretty impressive. In your case, the experience, is that a big part of it? I mean, you've been through this movie before at the college level. Has that helped you here and your teammates as well?
Absolutely. I think I'm very calm. I'm a very calm person, very level-headed. And I know that, you know, it's a 40-minute game. You know, regardless of what's happening, you have to focus on play-by-play. And then we have great leaders in here, especially Max Klesman. He might give us a little speech that'll get us all riled up to go back out there for second half. But honestly, just kind of knowing there's going to be ups and downs in a basketball game and just trying to stay the course and make adjustments.
And that is John Tanjay, and that is our halftime conversation. Stay with us. We'll take a look at some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
I love spreading joy with gifts this time of year, but I try not to spread my budget too thin. Luckily, Kohl's has come through for me once again. I just went and used a 20% off coupon to score so many great gifts under $20, like cozy pajamas and fleece, amazing gift sets, and beauty must-haves. So if you're looking to give more for less this season, get to Kohl's. Select styles, offers end December 4th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Time to check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin 10 of 31 from the floor, 3 of 11 from the arc, 9 of 13 at the foul line. Michigan 7 of 33 for the field, 21%, 2 of 16 from the arc, 10 of 12 at the free throw line. Second chance points, Michigan leading 10-5. In a physical game, though, Charlie, just 3 turnovers for Wisconsin in the first half.
Yeah, that's the impressive part. I was actually expecting to have a few more on there when I looked at it at halftime. The other thing, Wolf and Golden have 61% of Michigan scoring. If Wisconsin wants to pull out the second half, you limit their touches, limit their opportunities, and keep going at them like they were. They were going and being really aggressive and getting them into foul trouble.
Wolf, one of 4 Michigan players with 2 fouls. The Badgers have Gilmore with 2, Klesman with 2, and John Tanjay with 2. Some limited minutes for John, 13 minutes. He did pick up that second foul. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, top casino partners of UW Athletics. At the half, Wisconsin 32, Michigan 26. This is the Halftime Report, brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What if high schools could totally rethink high school? What if we told you that some already have? Imagine high school, where the love of teaching and the love of learning are colliding, where students are learning math and history and art and physics, graduating ready for college, for careers they care about, and life. What if we told you that right now, the powerful change we're seeing in high schools across the country is possible in your neighborhood too? Don't believe it? Watch now at rethinkhighschool.org.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 Americans are sick of the divisions in our country? But there's one small step we can take to remember that we're still connected. All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common. Because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart. So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Well, you're ready for the second half. Two teams averaging in the 80s per game, but it's much different kind of flow here so far. 32-26, Wisconsin leading Michigan. I want to say pretty good defense. Yeah, there are shots that are missed, some open ones. But the defenses have been pretty good, would you say?
I think both of them are showing up really well defensively. What we talked about earlier, you asked me how many games it takes you to get adjusted.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here's the adjustment. It's a little extra physicality, more on the line. People, you know, when you get in the Big Ten, there's just more chips on your shoulder. And so I think we washed that in the first half. I'm thinking it'll open up a little bit in the second half, because if you try to keep that pace, there's going to be guys fouling out all over the place. But I think it's not going to benefit Wisconsin, honestly. I don't think they're big enough to keep up with that kind of pace and that kind of rhythm. So I think in the second half, just do exactly what we talked about with the keys. Get to the rim, limit those second chance opportunities, and take care of the ball.
Simple as that. There you go.
There you go.
Badgers will get the first touch of the second half. We'll move to our right. We're underway. Inbounds pass to John Blackwell, being crowded by Trey Donaldson. Blackwell throwing to Stephen Crowell, high on the left. Gets it to Tanjay. Whips it into Nolan Winter. Moving in. One pump out to Crowell. Open three straight on. In and out. No good. Donaldson the rebound. Michigan moving to our left in the second half. Damari Burnett, right sideline of the front court. Drops it off to Roddy Gale Jr., who will flip it at the midcourt logo for Trey Donaldson. Donaldson with a pass for Danny Wolf. Winter defending Wolf. Wolf out there with two fouls. Puts it on the deck to the free throw line. Throws it out to Burnett, high on the right. Burnett with a bounce into Golden with 8 in the shot clock. Backing is Golden on Winter. Turns up and in. Just sent it down with the left hand. Ooh, big and strong. Vlad Golden. 32-28 Wisconsin. Opening minutes, second half. Blackwell throwing to Crowell, outside left. Feeding Winter at the top of the circle. A hand off the Mac, snaps off a three. Off the rim, no good. Vlad Golden the rebound. Outlet the Wolf. Pushing it up the floor for the Wolverines. Wolf drops it to Gale. He'll try a three right side. That's straight through. Roddy Gale Jr. in just like that. It's 32-31 Wisconsin. A minute 12 into the second half. Gale can get his points. It was quiet until a couple of free throws at the end of the first half, and hits an early triple here in the second. Tanjay right lane, like driving, scoops it up, around and out, no, but a foul. Tanjay wondering, how did that not fall? He'll go to the free throw line for two.
Well, Michigan came right out of second half and was the aggressor. And that's really what they got to do. They got to get that rhythm back to Michigan basketball if they're going to have any chance of pulling this off in the second half.
Amari Burnett called for his first foul, and John Tanjay, one of two at the free throw line of the first half. He had 6 points in 13 minutes of playing time. And the first free throw for Tanjay is good. 33-31 Wisconsin. Not quite a minute and a half gone by in the second half of play. Second free throw coming up for John Tanjay. One of the great stories in college basketball so far this season. Hits both. 34-31 Wisconsin. And Trey Donaldson up the floor for the Wolverines. His pass stolen away by Nolan Winter. Winter to the line, down the lane, two-hand slam dunk. Nolan Winter, big man, putting it on the floor, taking it.
Wow.
Distance.
What a read into that passing lane to just shoot the gap.
36-31 Wisconsin. Wolf on the left wing, dribbles off the wing. Met by Winter, a bounce for Golden. He'll gather, backing, mid-post left, backing. Goes up right hand, rattles out, no, rebound, back tap, gathered by Tanjay. Here comes John up the floor, left of the lane, he'll go to the goal. Try to drop with the winner, picked off by Gale Jr. Here's Roddy Gale feeding Donaldson, goes into Golden, low on the right, and rockets one up, no. He got fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line for two.
John Blackwell with his second.
As much as I love what Winner's been doing, he's got to fill that gap all the way. Your teammates are expecting you to come all the way to the hoop, and he just kind of ran out of steam as he's coming down the lane.
Vladislav Golden, 7'1", 250-pounder at the free throw line. He is 3 of 4 tonight, 9 points in the game. First free throw good. So for a guy who was scuffling early this season at the foul line, he is straightening things out.
I think he likes this Big Ten aggressive basketball.
He says, sign me up. Second free throw for Golden is in the air, and it's good. 36-33, Wisconsin. A little more than 2 minutes gone in the second half. Ridegale picking up Blackwell a little bit in the backcourt. They'll get it across for Nolan Winter. High on the left. Hands off to Klesman. Feeds Crowell top of the circle. Stevie dribbles to the right wing. Drops it to Tanjay. Baseline right. Pivots. A cut off inside. Feeds Nolan. He'll try a three right of the circle. Around the rim and out. No good. Burnett the rebound for Michigan. Long outlet on a bounce to Donaldson on the left wing. He'll throw it to Danny Wolf. Wolf barely runs around Nolan Winter, and a foul called on Winter. They say could not get there in a legal guarding position. Boy, that was a good off-tackle run there. The foul on Winter is his second.
I don't know. I have to disagree with that because I don't think he was trying to make a basketball move. He just tried to go run him over down the lane. Oh, good job by Winter. Just a few extra, just a millisecond late.
Non-shooting foul. Donaldson baseline right will inbound. Looks. Finds Burnett. Right lane line. Feeds Golden. Isolated on Crowell. Single coverage. Backing. Turns up right hand. Too strong. No good. Rebound. And, I thought it was off of Roddy Gale Jr., but they say no. Last touch by Wisconsin.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, 17-18 remaining. 36-33 Wisconsin. 14 on the shot clock. Inbounds pass to Wolf, left of the circle. Wolf hooks it into Golden, low on the right, and he spikes it with the right hand. Boy, those big-to-big passes. That is tough to guard. 36-35 Wisconsin, about 3 minutes into the second half. Blackwell being harassed a little more by Donaldson. Knocked it loose. Ball to floor, and it's picked up by Blackwell, who went to the floor to get it. And the Badgers finally get it to the front court. Here's Max Klesman throwing to Crowell at the top of the key. Steven goes off to Tanjay. Tanjay will let it fly. 4-3, book it. John Tanjay with his second triple of the game. 39-35 Wisconsin.
Good fake away to be able to set that cut right off of Steven Crowell. Good job by both the Badgers.
3.5 minutes gone by, second half. Donaldson throwing to Wolf outside left. Wolf, he'll let it go for three. Left of the circle, right back at you. Danny Wolf, his second three. 39-38, Wisconsin, 16-18 to play. John Blackwell up the floor for Wisconsin, throwing to Nolan Winter. Winter with a pass for Klesman. Max at the top of the circle. Retreats, shovels it to Crowell. Right of the wheel, gives off to Winter. Flips to Tanjay off the Winter ball screen. Tanjay feeds Crowell. Giving him a little space now. Klesman, right corner three is short. Rebound secured by Danny Wolf of Michigan. And here come the Wolverines down one with 15:50 remaining. Wolf left of the lane. Stops at a dime. Finds Golden up right hand. Good.
They have a great 1-2 combination coming out of that. If Wisconsin's going to stop that, they got to make sure that Danny Wolf is getting out off the wing, not able to penetrate.
40-39 Michigan with 15.5 minutes remaining. Crowell gives it to Tanjay. John on the left side against Roddy Gale. Backing is Tanjay. Backing left lane line. One pump. Tries to split the defender. It does. It scores.
Oh. Whoa. Way to be patient, though, too, with a lot of guys panic.
41-40 Wisconsin. 15-12 remaining. Danny Wolf out high for Michigan. Wolf hooks it into Golden, and another clean slam dunk. Easy money dunk. Well, those two have some kind of chemistry going. 42-41 Michigan. 5 minutes gone, second half. Blackwell pass into Crowell. Couldn't gather. Lost it. Turnover Wisconsin. Here's Wolf. Head up and on the move for Michigan to the front court. He'll throw to Gale. Driving baseline left around Winter. Darts it back out to Donaldson, who gathers and gets control right at the mid-stripe. Puts it on the deck. Stops right elbow, feeds Burnett. He'll try a three, right corner. Missed it short. Crowell the rebound for Wisconsin. 14:35 to play, 42-41 Michigan. Blackwell, a lob, a dangerous pass into Nolan Winter. That's a turnover. Here's Wolf the other way, wheeling around Crowell, who tied him up, and the foul is called on Stevie. Free throws coming up for Danny Wolf. So a turnover at one end, a foul at the other. Free throws coming up when play continues. The story of Madison lives in the Wisconsin State Journal. Subscribe today at madison.com/story. 14:26 remaining. Michigan 42, Wisconsin 41. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring correctional officers with a starting pay of over $33 per hour, plus scheduled increases and plenty of advancement opportunities. Plus, hourly rates increase for those hired from medium and maximum security positions. To learn more and apply, go to wisc.jobs, that's WISC.jobs.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies, and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. Vlad Golden with 10 of his 17 points here early on in the second half. Michigan 42, Wisconsin 41 with 14:26 to play. Yeah, Golden and Danny Wolf have quite a thing going. Golden getting a little rest time right now as Wolf will be at the line for two shots.
Yeah, Michigan's coming out really strong in the second half. They scored 50% of what they scored already in the first half, right, into the second half. So great start by Michigan. They're also leading in rebounds, second chance points, points in the paint. So Michigan's trying to do their game plan, which was exactly what Wisconsin had to try to stop. The second opportunities and in the lane play.
Wolf hit the first free throw, and he's good with his second, so he has 14 points and 7 rebounds. 44-41 Michigan, 14:25 to play. Kamari McGee out there with Carter Gilmore, along with Blackwell, Crowell, and Tanjay. Crowell with the ball now, finds Tanjay, works down the lane, off-balance scoop right hand off the back of the... off the backboard and off the rim, no good. And here comes Will Cheddar the other way for Michigan. 14:05 remaining. Donaldson out high. He'll drive it. Stops right elbow. Jumper away short. Rebound. Carter Gilmore. He'll give off to Blackwell. John, left side of the front court. Badgers down three with 13:50 remaining. Gilmore right of the circle. Takes a dribble to the top. Moves across to the left side. Kills the dribble. Needs some help. This is the Blackwell on the left wing. John against Gale. Feeds Crowell. 8 to shoot. Crowell inside the arc on the right side. 5 to shoot. Gilmore flips to Tanjay. 3 to shoot. 2 to shoot. 1 to shoot. Desperation 3. Banked it. Missed it. Blackwell the rebound. Low in the left. Goes up and in. Well, give Tanjay credit for throwing up a shot that got rim, and then Blackwell, the offensive rebound of the putback. Badgers within one. Reuben Jones driving to the paint. Kicks it out for Wolf. 13-10 to play, 44-43 Michigan. Wolf, a step back three up top, and that just clipped the rim short, and it will go out of bounds to Wisconsin.
Great job by Tanjay, like you said. Really great court awareness to get that up, but Blackwell just had the whole weak side blocked off.
He sure did.
Wow, great job.
Here's Kamari McGee getting things organized. Bounces to Crow. Left of the lane against Will Cheddar. Backing is Crow. Backing mid-post left. Now draws a double. Open man Gilmore for three. Not this time for Gilmore. Another offensive rebound. Blackwell up and in. The Michigan native, John Blackwell, gives Wisconsin the lead. 45-44. With 12:40 remaining.
Think he's got a little chip on his shoulder to say, I'm going to show these Michigan boys what I'm going to do?
Just a little. Here's Reuben Jones. He'll try a three straight away. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound tip from Blackwell to Crow. Here comes John Tanjay up the right sideline. Drops it to Blackwell. Right of the circle against Will Cheddar. Blackwell looking to go to work. A step back mid-range jumper. Money. John Blackwell with six straight. 47-44 Michigan. 12:15 remaining.
There we go.
Here's Trey Donaldson for the Wolverines, throwing to Reuben Jones. Gets a screen from Cheddar. A throwback to Cheddar. He'll try a three right side, and that rattles in for Will Cheddar. We're tied at 47. 12 minutes remaining. Blackwell brings it up for Wisconsin. Going to Carter Gilmore between the circles. A pass for Tanjay on the left side. Tanjay swoops off the left wing in the lane. Up right hand, no, but a foul. Ooh, Blackwell goes to the floor. A hard landing. Everybody's all right. Blackwell and Wolf starting to yip a little bit as the teams will go to their huddle. Hey, it's Wisconsin, Michigan. What else did you expect? Wolf wanting a little assist to say, here we go. It's Big Ten basketball.
We'll take a ref break. Walked right by him and said, yeah. Come on.
Yeah, get in the huddle. We'll take a break. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 11:48 remaining, Wisconsin 47, Michigan 47. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
As a professional in your field, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and Technical Educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are important because they help shape the future workforce. CTE not only benefits the student learning the program, but the teacher who teaches it.
CTE has impacted me personally because, one, I'm a product of CTE. I was a student in these classes when I was in high school. But also, as a teacher, I get to build these relationships with students. And it's not just subject matter. It's a potential career. It's a potential passion. And you get to work with students and see them going on to careers in this field. I get to work with students in the most unique setting, a setting that's technical, creative, and hands-on. And I think when you bring teachers and students together like that, you get to see a different side of their potential. There is nothing more exciting than that.
If this seems like something you'd be interested in, go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE.
Resentment. Unresolved hurt and anger is a disease that kills more people each year than cancer. The cure is forgiveness. If you're carrying a heavy load of hurt and anger, forgiveness is the key to healing your head and your heart. UW-Madison professor and founder of the International Forgiveness Institute, Dr. Bob Enright, invites you to visit his website. Learn why to forgive and how to forgive. Learn about the peacemaking power of putting forgiveness inside of you. Visit internationalforgiveness.com.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. They got Roddy Gale Jr. with the foul before the media timeout. His second, John Tanjay at the free throw line for two shots. And he is good with the first. And that gives Wisconsin a 48-47 lead with 11:48 to play. One more coming for John Tanjay. Isaac shoots it, hits it.
both teams just playing a lot more free, you know, offensively, defensively. The flow is just a lot better. Again, that first game, everybody's like, how hard are we pushing? How hard are we hitting?
49-47 Wisconsin. Reuben Jones lost the dribble, gives off to Will Cheddar. Vlad Golden in there now. Danny Wolf on the bench. Here's Damari Burnett on the left side. Burnett matched up with Max Klesman. Brings it up top. Feeds Cheddar. Tries a three left corner. And that's off the rim. No good. Klesman getting in there for the rebound. But a foul is called. They're going to get Crowell, I think, for tying up Vlad Golden.
Yeah, there's no reason to use your arms right there. If he's got that underside pin, pin him all the way to the other side with your butt. There's just move him out. He tried to grab him and push him, and you're going to get called every time with that.
Three fouls on Crowell. He comes out. Nolan Winter is in. L.J. Kaysen, baseline left, inbounding for Michigan. He looks, throws it into Cheddar. He'll catch along the left sideline. 11:25 to play, 49-47 Wisconsin. Reuben Jones rocking the dribble against John Blackwell. Trying to work around the high screen from Golden. Jones, right elbow, gives off to Kaysen. Kaysen against McGee, left of the lane. Kaysen moving in, reverse layup is no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds, and it belonged to Wisconsin. Boy, you see guys like McGee and Blackwell digging in defensively. Ooh.
They got to get Golden out of that lane. Yeah. I love that he's in there trying to eat, but he's in there for about 5-6 seconds at a time.
Here's Damari McGee to the front court. Feeds Nolan Winter. Winter dribbles to the right wing, bounces to Blackwell against Reuben Jones. Blackwell gets fouled by Reuben Jones. And that'll be three on Jones and three on Michigan. Yeah, we see a three-second violation. I thought we saw one early in the season. You might see it like three times all year.
That's true.
But you're right. We'll see if they,
they catch on.
See if they get that second one. Here's the inbounds pass. McGee into Blackwell. Outside left. Gilmore sets the screen. Turning it down as Blackwell. Left of the lane. Throws it to Gilly. High on the left. The pass for Klesman. Max left-hand dribble to the free throw line. Klesman in the lane. Now from the right elbow. Jumper away. Bricked it wide left. Another offensive rebound for Blackwell. And he gets fouled. Oh, John Blackwell doing some work on the offensive glass here in this game. And that's four fouls on Reuben Jones.
I think he knows he's got an advantage. No matter who they put him on, he's got an advantage in the inside for that rebound. Good job by Blackwell. Being ready to get dirty.
Seven rebounds for John, four on the offensive glass. Wolf is back in for Cheddar, so you got Golden Wolf. It's been a good combination for Michigan. They're back in there together. Inbounds pass to Winter. Now Klesman for three. Left side, around and out, no good. Rebound tip and fought for, and winning the fight is Carter Gilmore. Brings it out to the right wing. Finding Nolan Winter. Back out to Max Klesman. Max driving in the lane. Kicks Klesman to Kamari McGee. Left corner three. Off the rim and out, no good. L.J. Kaysen the rebound. He'll slalom to the front court. Kaysen takes it to the right wing with 10:18 to play, 49-47 Wisconsin. Roddy Gale Jr. throwing to Kaysen high on the right. Lost the handle trying to drive on Gilmore. He just lost the rock and went out of bounds. Turnover Michigan.
Looks like he twisted his ankle as he tried to make that move. I think that's why he lost the rock. Yeah, look at it. He's kind of walking.
Yes,
little ginger.
Staying in there, and Kamari McGee will bring it up the floor against him with 10:05 to play. 2-point lead Wisconsin. Klesman left wing. Kicks it to Nolan Winter, right of the circle, feeds Blackwell. Blackwell off the right wing. Finds Carter Gilmore, hands off to McGee. Kamari, left elbow, sends it back out to Klesman. 10 on the shot clock. Klesman off a Gilmore screen. Max baseline left, backing out to Gilly. Open three, left side, off the back rim, no good. And the rebound of Roddy Gale Jr. Gale up the floor, through the logo to the front court. Tries a dart one to Kaysen, and that buzzed out of bounds. Another Michigan turnover. John Tanjay will come back in for Wisconsin. Gilmore will come out. Donaldson replaces Kaysen. Michigan now nine turnovers.
Yeah, even though Wisconsin's not hitting those deep balls, they are getting back and creating turnovers.
Yeah,
exactly what you need to do.
9:35 to play, 49-47 Wisconsin. Klesman throwing to Nolan Winter up top. Winter surveys, a toss back to Tanjay. Feeding Blackwell on the left wing against Burnett. Blackwell off the left wing in the lane, up, and it's set back by Burnett. Now Klesman has it right corner three, and that's out the rim and out, no good. Rebound Amari Burnett. Up the floor for the Wolverines. Drops it back to Wolf. A feed to Gale on the right side. He'll loop it to Namari Burnett. He'll try a three left side. Michigan has the lead again. Burnett with his second triple, 50-49. Michigan with 9 minutes to play. McGee left sideline for Wisconsin. Shovels it into Nolan Winter. Backing, left lane line, pivots against Golden, not giving an inch, a bounce into Blackwell, and lost the handle, low on the right end, goes out of bounds, turnover Wisconsin, that's seven of them now against the Badgers.
Wisconsin in their offensive set is getting stuck always on one side. There's no weak side movement right now, so just a little bit better action on offensive end, and I think things will loosen up.
Jack Janicki will come in for Blackwell. You got 8:46 left in the game, so Greg, given Blackwell, you got the eight-minute timeout coming up. And up the floor comes Danny Wolf for Michigan. Wolverines up one with 8:40 remaining. Wolf gets a high screen from Golden. Wolf left lane line. Pivots, throws it out to Trey Donaldson. Donaldson against McGee. Donaldson off the wing. Tried to go inside to Wolf. He'll catch low on the left and finish. Well done. 52-49 Michigan with 8:25 remaining. Max Klesman out high for Wisconsin. Throwing to Winter up top. Turns to Tanjay high on the right. Tanjay to the line. Tanjay spinning low on the right. Goes up. Knocked away by Golden out of bounds to Wisconsin with 15 to shoot and 8:14 to play.
That's the right move, but he's falling away. You got to come into the body and get right to the rim.
Will Cheddar will come in for Vlad Golden. 8:14 remaining. 52-49 Michigan. Inbounds pass. McGee into Nolan Winter. Gets it back to Kamari. McGee outside left, a throw to Tanjay. A pass for Klesman, high on the right. Here's Max to the line, kick out Winter. Throwing to McGee, left side, four to shoot. Kamari off the left wing, feeds Jack Janicki, lets it fly for three, and that clipped the rim, no good. Rebound, Nolan Winter. Throwing to Janicki, kick out Tanjay for three, and the tie. Tie game. Second chance points for the home team. 52 all, 7:47 remaining.
Great job to break that four-minute scoring drought.
Here's Danny Wolf putting it on the deck in the lane. He gets it into Cheddar. Low on the right, flipped it up and in. And one. It is
on the ground. They called it.
Okay.
Did they?
Before the shot?
Yeah. Out of bounds.
Gotcha. All right. We got a timeout on the floor. 7 minutes and 40 seconds to play. So the foul before the shot. And a timeout on the floor here at the Kohl Center. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us, U.S. Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. They get the foul, by the way, on John Tanjay. 7 minutes and 40 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 52, Michigan 52. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming.
Horsepower to amplify your willpower, capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard in built Ford, tough Ford trucks, and adventure-ready SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford store today. 7 minutes, 40 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 52, Michigan 52. Just some housekeeping. That foul was called on the floor, so not an and one. That foul on John Tanjay, his third. Michigan inbounding. With the game tied at 52, 7:40 remaining.
Yeah, right here. These are 2 4-minute quarters, if you want to call them. And you got to control the first 4 minutes.
Trey Donaldson, baseline right, looking, still looking. They get it into Gale. Jump stop, low on the right, up over Winter, and good. Roddy Gale Jr. with 7, 54-52. Michigan, 7:30 remaining. Knee to the front court on the left side. Winter the high screen. The throw to Tanjay. He's off to Jack Janicki, feeding Max. Thought about it, turned it down. Klesman out to Janicki. Beats Tanjay with a shot fake. Tanjay probes, retreats, 12 to shoot. Winter up top, turns to Klesman left side. Max lifts it into McGee, low on the left, goes up, got it! And one! Kamari McGee in there with the big guys, gets himself a bucket, plus one.
Right to the nose of Wolf, exactly what you want to do. Great job, Kamari McGee, to get in the lane and mix it up. Oh, I love it. Just seeing that replay makes me excited. Great job, Kamari.
Man has zero fear. Golden in, Cheddar out. Blackwell in for Janicki, Crowell in for Winter. Tied at 54, 7:11 to play. He with 4 points. That was his first bucket of the game. Free throw is in the air. It is good, and the Badgers have the lead back. 55-54. 7:08 and counting left in this Big Ten opener in Madison. Trey Donaldson walks into the front court, throws the Wolf. He's against John Tanjay, playing with three fouls. Wolf with a pass for Donaldson on the right wing. Donaldson goes into Golden. And getting him is Blackwell and Crowell. Shot up, no good, but a foul. And Vlad Golden will go to the free throw line. It might have been Max in there, too,
no,
was it?
Yeah, no, it was Stephen Crowell that got the foul. But like,
okay, gotcha.
Yeah, but there's no point. Blackwell has that locked down. All you do is pinch that corner, and then he can't make that move in.
Yep.
So just a silly play by a senior who knows better.
Yeah, it's on Crowell, his fourth. Bit of a struggle tonight for Stevie is Vlad Golden at the free throw line. He has 17 points, 10 of those in the second half. And the first free throw rattles out, no good. It's 5 of 7 at the foul line now.
Statistics don't lie, so hopefully these
catch level
up
off.
Here.
Yeah. Came in 62.5%, 15 of 24 at the foul line coming into the game. He is 5 of 7 tonight. 1 point lead, Wisconsin, 6:52 remaining. Second free throw is good, and we're tied at 55. Tanjay, McGee, Blackwell, Klesman, and Winter, the five of the floor for Wisconsin. Tanjay guarded by Wolf. A throw to Nolan Winter high on the right. Hands off to McGee. Around a Winter screen. McGee at the right block. Kicks it out to Tanjay. Drives on Wolf to the line. Down the lane. In a Winter. One pump. Lost it. And now coming up with it is Danny Wolf. Long feed ahead to Gale. Bobbles. Gathers. Baseline right. Kicks it to Wolf. Barrels off the wing, and the reverse layup is good. Going right to left is Danny Wolf, and Michigan leads 57-55 with 6:18 remaining.
It's like Wisconsin was shocked that Wolf was going to come down like a freight train.
Man, is he athletic. Nolan Winter outside left, hands off to Max Klesman. Klesman out to Winter, couldn't get his feet set. Now a little give and go. Klesman to Winter, goes up, got tied up by Gale, and out of bounds. It'll belong to Michigan. Oh, here's Roddy Gale, known as a guy who can score points, and he just went up.
Great
and turned down
play.
Nolan Winter.
Yeah, nice vertical play. Took the ball away from him.
Ooh.
Nolan's got to throw somebody down.
Yeah, he does. 5:54 remaining. 57-55 Michigan. Danny Wolf up top against Tanjay. Scoops it to Trey Donaldson around a Golden screen. Donaldson for three. Off the rim and out. No good. Blackwell the rebound for Wisconsin. 5:35 to play. Badgers down two. Blackwell up the middle of the front court. Takes it right lane line. Driving up in traffic. Good again. Blackwell with another grown man move. Tied at 57. 5:25 remaining.
Well, he knows he's got the advantage against any of these Michigan defenders.
Danny Wolf outside left against John Tanjay. Throwing to Burnett. Hands it back to Wolf between the circles. Wolf on the hard left hand dribble. Switches right. Goes up and in around Nolan Winter, up and in with a right hand. And a traveling volley. violation in the backcourt as Michigan put pressure on. Wisconsin turns it over with 5:06 remaining. 59-57 Michigan.
I can't believe Golden got away with that screen. He was moving the entire time.
Roddy Gale Jr. sideline right will inbound. Into Wolf against Tanjay on the right wing. Wolf starting to back on Tanjay. Backing. John's got to be careful playing with three fouls. Wolf still backing. Turns up right hand. Off the rim, no good. Golden the rebound. Knocked away and taken away by John Tanjay with 4:50 remaining. Michigan up 59-57. Tanjay at the top for Wisconsin against Danny Wolf. Lifting to the left side. Hands off to Blackwell. Left of the circle. Blackwell picked up by Wolf now. Blackwell driving by him. Reverse layup is good. Blackwell again. Tied at 59. Burnett quickly the other way. Bouncing to Gale to the rim. Layup good. Boy, getting it out of the net and going was Michigan. 61-59, the Wolverines.
That is something they're so good at doing. So good.
4 minutes and 20 seconds to play. John Tanjay against Wolf. Going to Nolan Winter. Rotates McGee for three in the lead. He hit it. Kamari McGee with a triple. 62-61 Wisconsin. 4:08 remaining at the Kohl Center.
Boy, they're getting a show here in the second half, folks.
Welcome to Big Ten basketball. Trey Donaldson between the circles. Hands off to Wolf. He'll throw it to Burnett high on the right. Burnett driving on Klesmet. Now trying to back him. Knocked away by Klesmet. Into the hands of Blackwell on the push. Blackwell will take it out to the right wing. Takes it off the wing. Blackwell in the lane. Bounces for Tanjay. Feeds Kamari. Fakes the three. Baseline left. Driving. Goes up. No good. Rebound fought for. Knocked out of bounds. And it belonged to Wisconsin. Bodies on the floor. Oh, my. Welcome back, Big Ten Buckets. Breaking the action with 3 minutes and 36 seconds to play. Wisconsin 62, Michigan 61. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. The loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Time to pick tonight's Old Dominion Best of the Game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. John Blackwell doing some work. 16 points, 8 rebounds, 4 on the offensive glass, and he is help Wisconsin to this mammoth one-point lead, 62-61 with 3:36 to play.
It feels bigger than it is, but that's also been neutralized by the 19 points on fast break by Michigan.
Yeah, 19-4 in that category. 16 of the shot clock is Kamari McGee. Baseline right will inbound. He looks. Gets it into Blackwell. Baseline right against Amari Burnett. Backing is Blackwell. In the lane. Fades. Flips. Missed it short. Rebound Burnett of Michigan with 3:28 to play. 62-61 Wisconsin. Trey Donaldson to the front court for the Wolverines. High screen from Golden. Trying to work around it is McGee. Donaldson hangs in the air, feeds Reuben Jones left side. A pass to Burnett, refeeds Jones. And a Golden, knocked away by Tanjay. Ball is loose. Golden and McGee to the floor. Golden comes out of there with it, and now a foul is called. As McGee on the floor, Klusman on the floor, but the foul, I believe, going against
Crow.
It is Crow was back in, and he is just fouled out of the game. Well, a frustrating night for Stephen Crow. He will finish with just 2 points.
I didn't really think he was in the play.
Whoa.
Okay.
All righty. That's team foul number 7 against Wisconsin. So Crow fouls out with 3:07 remaining. 62-61 Wisconsin. Roddy Gale Jr. at the foul line. 73% coming in. Gale 2 of 2 tonight. 9 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists for the former Ohio State Buckeye. This is a 1-1, and the front end on the way. No good. Rebound Blackwell. Coming up on the final 3 minutes in Madison, 62-61 Wisconsin. Blackwell between the arcs. Flips it to Nolan Winter, hands off to Klusman. Max near the midcourt logo, gives it up to Tanjay. Tanjay against Wolf. Tanjay going to work right lane line, hangs in the air, tough pass. Klusman saves it at the logo. Logo with 5 to shoot. Klusman in the lane, pivots, fades, flips, hits. Max Klusman. Here's
nice
Wisconsin. 64-61 Wisconsin. 2.5 minutes to play. Wolf high on the right. Golden sets a screen. Wolf will use it. A throw in the screen and roll. Golden catches low on the right, and he spikes it with the right hand. 64-63 Wisconsin with 2 minutes and 18 seconds to play. Vlad Golden with 20 tonight. 13 of the second half. Blackwell wants a screen. Now instead he'll throw it to Winter. 2:05 to play. Winter sends to Tanjay. Tanjay high on the left. Hands off to Blackwell. 10 to shoot. 2 minutes to play. Badgers up 1. Pounding the dribble is Blackwell. Blackwell driving the lane line. He pivots. Shovels it into Winter. Can't handle it. Tough pass. Turnover. Wisconsin with 1:50 to play. 64-63 Wisconsin. Here's Danny Wolf. He has 20 tonight for the Wolverines. He and Golden, 20 apiece. Wolf with the ball. High screen Golden. Blocked out Klusman. Wolf with the pass to Gale. And to Golden. Easy money all alone. Lays it up and in. Michigan leads 65-64 with 90 seconds remaining. John Tanjay for Wisconsin. And a timeout taken by the Badgers with 1:25 to play. That combination of Wolf and Golden. A lot to handle. They have combined for 42 points tonight. This will be a full timeout. With over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 1:25 remaining. Michigan 65, Wisconsin 64. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
save big money now at Menards. Spider Products makes innovative power tool accessories. Their bimetal hole saw kit allows you to cut more holes faster with their patented rapid core eject system. It's designed to drop out the core with the push of a button. Right now, get a Spider bimetal hole saw kit for only $49.98 at Menards. Sale price good through December 8th. Boy, season's greetings to you all from Menards.
1 minute, 25 seconds remaining. Michigan 65, Wisconsin 64. Badgers have 23 on the shot clock and still two timeouts available. Michigan's in the bonus. Michigan has one more foul to give.
Really crucial here for Wisconsin to get a bucket, get a stop. Without that, Michigan's got too much in momentum. Like you said, they're in the bonus. They've got the momentum right now. They got the last three buckets. So, again, this is a crucial, crucial series here for Wisconsin.
Vlad Golden with 22 points tonight. His career high came last March against Temple when he had 23. Blackwell sideline right front court will inbound for the Badgers. Blackwell looking. Gets it into Kamari McGee against Reuben Jones. Quick pass Tanjay. Hands off to Klesman. Max at the top. Crowded by Reuben Jones. Klesman rocks the dribble to the line, down the lane, one pump, and throws up a tough shot. No chance. Wide left. Golden the rebound. Winter trying to defend with 108 to play. Now Golden throws a high pass, and Gale is able to gather, and he walked with the ball. Now he stepped on the sideline. Oh, a careless long pass and a gift for Wisconsin. The Badgers get it back off the Michigan turnover. 105 to play, still 65-64 Michigan. Here comes John Tanjay for the Badgers. Down to the final minute at the Kohl Center. Winter high on the left, throwing to Tanjay outside right. Hands off to Blackwell, right of the circle. Blackwell to the top, feeds Winter. 15 to shoot, 50 to play. Klesman for three in the lead. Off the back of the rim, no good. Namari Burnett, the rebound for Michigan. Down to 40 seconds to play, 24 to shoot, 65-64 Michigan. Wolf against Blackwell. Wolf pounds a dribble at the midcourt logo. Down to 15 to shoot. Wolf still pounding the screen from Golden. Wolf right of the lane, out to Roddy Gale. Whips it inside to Golden up left hand, back rim and in. Michigan up three with 22.9 to play. And a timeout taken. And I think it might be Michigan taking it with 22.9 seconds to play. 67-64 Michigan. And with that, let's pause 10 seconds. For station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, Michigan got exactly what it wanted there. Inside the 7-1 Vlad Golden with John Blackwell stuck trying to defend him. 67-64 Michigan with 22.9 seconds to play, and that was a Michigan timeout. So Dusty May has one left. Greg Gard has two.
Yeah, Michigan's getting exactly what they wanted. 50% of their points or greater in the middle of that paint. And Golden is just eating that up, right? He's just down there getting 3- and 4-foot buckets. Good job by Michigan.
So we'll see how the Badgers play this here. You don't have to get the three right now.
Don't have to, but you got to go. If you're not going to, you got to score immediately.
Yep. Nolan Winter out there. Remember, Stephen Crowell's fouled out. So you got Winter, Tanjay, Blackwell, Klesman, and Kamari McGee. Reuben Jones, Roddy Gale Jr., Namari Burnett, Danny Wolf, and Vlad Golden, the five of the floor for Michigan.
I'm really surprised with the lack of rotation with Amos in there, especially from the size perspective.
Here comes Kamari McGee up the floor with 20 seconds to play. Badgers down by three. McGee to the front court, out between the circles with 15 seconds. A feed for Blackwell on the right side. Out to Max. Fakes the three, sidesteps left. Takes the three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Roddy Gale Jr. And trying to split a double team and gets fouled with 6.8 to play. Well, Max had a pretty good look there. Couldn't knock it down. As Wisconsin now over the last three games has just not shot it well from the three-point line. And Michigan with a chance to make this a two-possession game with 6.8 to play.
Yeah, there's not a lot of options right there in that kind of offensive structure when you can't get into the paint. But again, still 6.8 seconds left. So here, Gale Jr. is not a good free throw shooter, so get the rebound and go attack right away. You got almost 7 seconds.
He's one out of two at the foul line. This is a 1-1. And now Wisconsin using a timeout. Greg had two, and now he'll use one of those. 6.8 seconds remaining, 67-64. Michigan leading Wisconsin. Michigan has not led by more than three all night long.
No. I mean, and again, if you're at home, you're probably not seeing what we're seeing on the statistics side. I mean, this is fairly well matched.
Yes.
It's only because Michigan has made some plays in the last probably four possessions they've been able to pull this away.
Yeah, their two bigs have been
dominant.
Pretty close to. Yeah, they have. They have been dominant. 24 for Golden, 20 for Wolf. It was a quiet night for Steven Crowell, fouled out with 2 points. Nolan Winter has eight. So big 1-1 for Roddy Gale. 6.8 seconds remaining. Michigan 67, Wisconsin 64. Roddy Gale Jr., 9 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists tonight.